I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The period between ratification of the new Constitution in June 1788 and the beginning of government under its provisions in March 1789 was politically intense. Opinion ran high as to whether the Constitution was sufficiently protective of state and individual rights or was in need of amendment in order to further secure those rights. One of the most watched congressional elections was the contest between two friends, James Monroe, who had serious reservations about the Constitution as written, and James Madison, the Constitution's principal author, who was perceived, somewhat unfairly, as being adamantly opposed to amendment. As Madison said to George Washington,
"It has been very industriously inculcated that I am dogmatically attached to the Constitution in every clause, syllable, and letter, and therefore not a single amendment will be promoted by my vote."
Madison was, however, a pragmatist, and seeing that his election chances depended on it, he warmed to the idea of amending the Constitution as an order of business in the first Congress. When insuring your business against the forces of nature, consider that political winds blow as well. As public policy changes, so do your insurable risks. Before renewing a policy, let a Hibbs Hallmark & Company professional review your coverage. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.